Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I guess this means that Mike is okay in North Carolina. Mike Mayo is our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. And when we talked to you on Tuesday, Mike, I was a little worried because you said you weren't leaving North Carolina. I mean, you're not, I guess you're not in the middle of a storm, right?
No, I am up in kind of between Chapel Hill and Durham.
So,
we are actually kind of north of it, are just now starting to get the real rough effects where a lot of wind, rain. I fully expect to lose power before the end of the day, but, you know, I've done everything I can to be ready.
Okay. All right. Well, that is good news. I'm glad we got you on the line and you're safe. And let's just get right to the movies because people might, you know, people here are safe too, and they might want to check things out this weekend. What you got?
Yeah, particularly because you know, a lot of football games and things have been canceled, so it's going to be kind of a strange weekend. Okay, the best, we got a lot of them opening this weekend, and the best one, to my way of thinking, is a little thriller called A Simple Favor with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. They are best friends, two moms, suburban moms, and then the Blake Lively character disappears. And Anna Kendrick, who is a blogger, starts searching for her. This is, and that's really all you should know about this one because it's a really tricky plot. Nothing is as it seems. Think Gone Girl, but with some more humor to it. This is a very kind of nastily funny movie in the best kind of way. Paul Feig, the guy who directed, also did Bridesmaids, but it's not that kind of humor. It's much more restrained. Very well cast. I really like both Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively, and they are just terrific here. Some of the best work they've ever had. It's rated R, very much not for kids. But I think it's just a lot of fun. The kind of movie I really like, and they don't make as much of those as they used to, and I wish they'd make more.
Very interesting. So there's Predator that's back, too.
Yeah, Predator, that was the original 1987 movie. This is The Predator. Right?
And I'm not sure exactly. Okay. The is important to add to.
Right, yeah. Right. This was written and co-written and directed by Shane Black, the guy who wrote the original one, too. And it's this one kind of takes the whole idea of it and pushes it even farther. This movie probably has more decapitations in it than any movie ever made. I mean, and some of them are played for laughs. I mean, and that tells you all you need to know. Same setup that we've had before of this alien hunter thing that comes, but there's more of them now, of course. The humor, some of it's good. Some of it's you know, just kind of falls flat. I like the cast. They're kind of fun, too. But remember, in the first one was made before we really had the big CGI effects that we've got now. So for most of the movie, you never saw the thing. Well, now, since we can put anything on screen and make it look what they call photorealistic, it's on there all the time. Again, another R-rated movie, very, very violent, and again, not for kids. But if you're a fan of the series, I think you'll probably enjoy it. It's, you know, not to all tastes, certainly, but it is what it is, and they always say that you judge a movie by how well it does what it sets out to do, and I think this one succeeds at that, if nothing else.
Then there's White Boy Rick. I feel like I saw a couple of previews for this one.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of kind of publicity behind it. Uh-huh. It's based on a real story, but I think not too closely based. It's in the 1980s Detroit, and this kid, played by Richie Merritt, he and his dad, who's Matthew McConaughey, become involved in the gun and drug business, and he winds up kind of getting involved with the black gangs and accepted by them. And we've seen, to me, the problem here is we've seen this kind of story done before in much better movies like American Gangster that really kind of explore the drug business from the inside out and try to give you an idea of, you know, why the people are involved in it and what's going on without apologizing for it. And this one didn't show me anything that I hadn't seen before.
Okay, so White Boy Rick on the maybe list.
And by the way, another R-rated movie. All of these have been, so far, been rated R.
Okay. The Wife. It's got one of my favorite Broadway performers in it, Jonathan Pryce.
Yes, a guy who is severely underrated. Movie audiences should know him better. He's terrific in this, too, and so is Glenn Close. It would not surprise me at all to see both of them get Oscar nominations for this. He is playing a writer. Again, it's back in the 80s. As the film opens, he wins the Nobel Prize for Literature. Then he and his wife, played by Glenn Close, who's often been nominated for an Oscar but never won, head off to Sweden for the big ceremony. And they're kind of followed by Christian Slater, who's this guy who's writing a literary biography. And, of course, there is more to the story than I have sketched in here. We know that the Glenn Close character has had more to do with her husband's success than maybe everyone knows. There's lots of other things going on, too. But mostly, this is watching Jonathan Pryce and Glenn Close really at the top of their game, playing two really good characters. Again, like the others, rated R. And not a movie that I think kids would appreciate at all. But, again, you know, this is kind of the best serious movie of the Topin in this.
I kind of like that idea. Think of all the people, all the men especially, who've been given credit, justifiably, for great things. But when they go home, it's their spouse who encourages them or gives them ideas or says, don't do that, do this. I mean, that's an important part of it that is often overlooked.
As a writer, my wife is my best reader and gives me my best criticism.
Right. So you identify with that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and Smokey and the Bandit is back with Burt Reynolds passing.
And this is really kind of this was his first big hit movie where he was kind of playing the Burt Reynolds character, the easy charm, you know, the quips and everything like that with Sally Field. And he made this with his buddy Hal Needham, who was a stuntman turned director. They also did the Cannonball Run movies together.
That'll be fun, yeah.
Yeah, and so if you want to go back and see Burt on the big screen, you know, with his Trans Am where he belongs, Jerry Reed, you know, driving the beer back down, you got to see this one again. It's worth another look.
Trying to make a little money and give everybody the nostalgia thing. Hey, you know, I also should mention they're going to film this Harriet Tubman movie here in Richmond and in Petersburg
at
the end of the month. Yeah, I guess they're open casting call for extras. I thought about doing it, but you know they always typecast me when I try to be an extra in something.
You know, they
typecast me either as a politician or in these Southern movies. They want me to be some plantation person or plantation owner, and I refuse. I'm not doing that. I mean, don't you? I can't pull off Harriet Tubman as great an actor as I might be, but I don't want to be a plantation owner in a Harriet Tubman movie.
A bit of a stretch, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll update you if they call me and say we'd like for you to do something that's a little less controversial than that. Hey, Mike Mayo, our movie guy, mike-mayo.com. Stay safe and dry this weekend. I really appreciate you calling us this morning. Thank you.
Will do. Stay dry yourself.
Thank you, Mike.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.